This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, much to cover today. I want you to listen to this carefully. This was President John Adams. And this is what he predicted long ago concerning the military-industrial complex. He said, America has abstained from interference in the concerns of others. Even when the conflict has been for the principles to which she clings, wherever the standards of freedoms and independence has been or shall be unfurled, there will be heart, her benedictions, and her prayers they shall be. But she goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She well knows that by once enlisting under oath banners that her own, were they even the banners of foreign independence, she would involve herself beyond the powers of extrication. In all the wars of interest and intrigue, of individual avarice, envy, and ambition, which assume the colors and assert the standard of freedom, the fundamental maxims of her policy, friends. Now listen to this carefully. The fundamental of the policies is what's being highlighted here. And I want you to listen to this part carefully. The fundamental maxims of her policy would insensibly change from liberty to force. The front list. This is incredible stuff, friends. It's absolutely incredible that he would prophesy what's happening today. The fundamental maxims of her policy would be insensibly changed from liberty to force. The frontlet on her brow would no longer beam with the ineffable splendor of freedom and independence, but in its stead would soon be substituted an imperial diadem, flashing in false and tarnished luster the murky radiance of dominion and power. She might become the dictatress, friends. She might become the dictatress of the world. What is happening to America? It's exactly what America has been doing for over 100 years in this country. She would be no longer the ruler of her own spirit. Now she becomes the ruler of the world. Since when did the forefathers establish a constitution where we're called to police the rest of the world, friends? We have no constitutional authority to do so. As John Adams talked about the monster that would be created, your government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear for how many hundreds of years in this country, and how many innocent men and women in not only just this country, but on a global scale, have been sent to fight wars that were created because they, the elitists, created the monster that they wanted you to believe in. America, we're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes here after the first segment. Before so, knowing all the well, when we look at the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in which we have, 27 of these, the Bill of Rights, have been ratified by the requisite number of states. They're now part of the Constitution. The first 10 amendments were adopted and ratified simultaneously and are known collectively as the Bill of Rights. So 17 have been added. Did you see what the American people are calling for? And it's an expose of the corruption in government. America, I high five you. America, this is what needs to happen. Bradley, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the proposed 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Now, there's already been over 109,864 messages sent to establish a proposed 28th Amendment. Well, what does it have to do with? What does it say? Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators and or representatives, and Congress shall make no law that applies to the senators and or representatives that does not apply equally to the citizenry of the United States of America. Did you hear what I just said, America? This is what should have taken place a long, long time ago. Isn't it interesting how this representative body in which we have that works for not we the people, but for special interest groups? Isn't it interesting how they create and they implement things out of thin air like something called Romney Care and Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act? And if that wasn't good enough, now under Donald Trump, it's called the American Health Care Act. How many times do they need to change the name before the people accept? Accepted. America is on to the game concerning the representatives. So therefore, the American people are now proposing a 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution. I will read it one more time. Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators and or representatives. Well, what does that mean? Well, we have something called Obamacare. Again, we have something called that used to be called Romney Care, and as I said, Affordable Care Act. And now they renamed it again because it's a wordplay. That's all it is. And because the guy in office now has your favorite jersey on, they changed the name again, and they want to throw it down your throats regardless if you like it or not. And instead of the American people simply asking the question, where did you derive the power to implement that which is unconstitutional? The conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, now have you caught up in an unconstitutional debate. It's getting the pork out of the bill. It's unconstitutional, therefore it's nugatory. It's null and void. It is illegal, America. Okay? If it's such a good idea, senators and or representatives, trying to pass Obamacare, then why did you exempt yourself from the program? Then why did you exempt yourself from the American Health Care Act? Because you know exactly what it's about. And it's illegal, America. Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators and or representatives, which shows you all the well these people think that they are above the law going on. And Congress shall make no law that applies to senators and or representatives that does not equally apply to the citizens of the United States of America. Wait a second. It all comes to this. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. See, but you can't do that until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Is that what the senators are doing? Is that what the representatives are doing? Absolutely not. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. The love of God is nowhere to be found in these devils. Read John 10:10. They come to steal, kill, and destroy, Satan did. And that's exactly who they work for. Folks, again, Congress shall make no law that applies to the senators and or representatives that does not apply equally to the citizens of the United States of America. And what does it equal? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and it need apply today. Good for you, America.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Hey, folks, I got to tell you this, and I want you to hear me. I love when we come together this way. I love when the American people respond because they have ears to hear. They have eyes to see what's really going on here. I praise God for every single one of you that has put your hand to the plow, that have acted out in faith because of love. Faith worketh by love. Don't forget that, friends. And you're showing the world your faith by your works. And you don't do the works to get saved. You do the works because you've been saved. Read Ephesians 2:8 when you get a moment, friends. But I just want to high-five every single one of you for proposing the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution and responding to the corruption. And it's a sad day in America that we have to even propose a 28th Amendment, holding Congress's feet to the fire to apply to themselves what they mean to throw on you as they attempt to enslave you, America. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Because they are attempting to enslave you, friends. They're selling you down the river, but America is responding. And I just wanted to high-five you. There you go. I'm patting you on the back kind of hard, but I wanted you to hear that. But again, I just wanted to tell you thank you, man, because, again, folks, we can do this together, one nation under God. If you'd like to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to jump over on Facebook, please do. We now have 582,000 people that are following our Facebook. It is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. There's 616,000 people that are following. There's 582,000 active followers. And again, this is what I'm talking about, how we can do this together. I am not the leader. Christ is the leader. Follow me as I follow Christ, and only follow me as I follow Christ. Where I depart, then you depart, and you keep going on with Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over on Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. My screen is not up, Sam. 1-866-582-9933. I don't know, If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, but you know, for those that don't know, I want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So, therefore, let's bring it back to the Word of God because, again, we follow the Christ here. I must have hit a spot with America last week, and the week before that, and the week before that, and the week before that. But interestingly enough, I posted, this was actually going on 2 weeks ago now, that a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. And friends, I shared with you General Smedley Butler, who said our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. But no one told them the truth, he said. No one told them that dollars and cents, C-E-N-T-S, were the real reason they were marching off to kill and die. I mean, how many wars does your government have you fighting illegally and unconstitutionally? Make distinction between the Lord's wars, folks, and man's wars. During the first segment, I highlighted what John Adams, the second president of the United States, properly prophesied. It's absolutely amazing. By the way, if you take the time to study out George Washington, John Adams, and or Thomas Jefferson, and several others, many of our forefathers were set up by the Spirit of God and empowered by the Spirit of God with the giftings of the Holy Ghost. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. It says, first the apostle, that would be George Washington. Secondly, the prophet, that would be none other than John Adams. They called him the Colossus of Independence. And then we have the teacher, Mr. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. So you want to talk about the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher, friends, we had them. And going back to John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, for him to predict where this would go when we're in it is only by the Spirit of God, the gift of prophecy, where men find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. You can see that he was inspired by the Holy Spirit prophetically to warn us what would come if we didn't take heed to the Word of God. And what do we see today? Exactly what General Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine in the history of America. He told you what these wars were about. He again said, our boys were sent off to die with the beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that the dollars and cents were the real reason they were marching off to kill and die. How many of these wars are unjustifiable? So many of them. Unconstitutional. So many of them. You talk to the average guy that came out of Vietnam, I mean, they still look bewildered in so many different ways. And I high-five every one of them for doing what they believe was right. Every single one of them. Again, there's price, and there was a price paid in my household. My cousin was killed there along with 58,120 other men and women that fought, bled, and died doing what they believed was right. But they always seemed so bewildered that came out of that war. They say it was a winless war. They said that their arm was tied behind their back. Why would our government do that? Well, because there was $2 trillion made off the Vietnam War, maybe? I mean, the hippies of the day back in the 60s had it right when they were marching up and down the streets of Washington, D.C., calling Mr. Johnson a war criminal. You better bet your bottom dollar he's a war criminal, and he's in hell where he belongs right now. And don't forget, for all those that are still speculating on what I'm saying right now, that after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, the very next day, Johnson reversed the orders concerning Vietnam. Kennedy was going to stop it. Johnson gave him the green light. And you always know who's creating the war by who profits from the war. That's man's war. When it's an establishment of righteousness like that of David, read Isaiah 51:4 and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. That means God is dispossessing the evil from before the righteous to possess in their place. And people never, you know, it's interesting when you see people come up and they talk about how Americans killed off these people and Americans killed off these people and Americans killed off these people in the United States when they first came over here. Well, folks, keep in mind, a lot of the people that were taken out of the way were barbaric. And they were abominable in the sight of God. And the Lord wanted to establish righteousness, so that's what he did through a righteous people. Not a righteousness of their own, but a righteousness that God has bestowed upon them to establish. That's in Christ. Don't ever forget that. The fruit of the Spirit is in all righteousness, goodness, and truth. Ephesians 4 and 5. Read it when you get a moment. But folks, when you look at what's going on here, we see so much of this. Now, when I wrote this last week, a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life. Here, let me say that again. A politician is a fellow who will lay down your life, your children's life. It will never come to them. I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you again. Many know that this be good information, true information that I'm about to give you. See, the war was a good idea back in the 60s, namely the Vietnam War. Especially in Congress, for the American people that allowed Congress, your representatives, to send them to an unconstitutional war, falls to your lot, not theirs. But keep in mind, don't complain about what Congress is doing when in fact you are an extension of government because they represent we the people. In saying that, America, do keep in mind that draft, that was a good idea. Up until the fact that those that serve we the people or to serve or are to serve we the people or supposed to serve we the people. See, that draft card was a good idea until their kids got them in the mail. And when their kids received the draft in the mail, now all of a sudden Congress said we need to stop this war because now it's starting to hit home. You know, and what people are responding to concerning a politician as a fellow who will lay down your life for his country, my article on July 14th, just a couple weeks ago, it's interesting, people are writing to me saying, Bradley, this one really hit home. And I want to tell you why it really hit home. Because they had sons or daughters. They had uncles or aunts or cousins like I did or dads and moms or grandpas and grandmas or neighbors or friends that served in some of the wars that I'm highlighting right now that were completely unconstitutional. And see, the letter that I wrote for the column across the country to over 40 different outlets is to make the people aware that you have corruption to high heaven when it comes to the politician and those that work hand in glove with the military-industrial complex. So what I propose is, next time the politician talks about a war and sending your kids to war, why don't we take those politicians and throw them in a cage match and let them fight to the death? How does that sound? Again, make the distinction between man's war and the Lord's war. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to play this again. I struck a chord with the American people when I was highlighting that a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. And obviously it hit home because their family members paid the price for our liberties as well. Again, I want you to listen to the headline, and then I'm going to play this piece by Eisenhower when he warned Americans back in 1961 of the military-industrial complex. I said right during the end of the last break that what I propose from this point on in this country, if politicians who they, for some reason or another, believe that we don't know that they work for special interest groups, and when we find out that they are doing so, we should indict them, again, going to Article 2, and then remove them for the smallest of infractions. Remove them first, impeach them, and then indict them, charge them. Well, what I suggest is if it's such a good idea to go to war, let's take the politicians on a global scale and throw them into a cage match and let them fight to death. We'll televise that. Rather than our dead sons and daughters coming home so we can bury them 6 feet under the ground. How does that sound, America? That sounds like a great idea to me. Because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of the wars that they create. And if the politician is on track with what he wants to propose, then you know what? You lead the way. As a matter of fact, that's what our forefathers used to do. I mean, how was it that during the Revolutionary War, the forefathers thought it their duty to fight the wars in which they believe were worth fighting? Now they just lay to your kids. Oh, if it's such a good idea, you go first. Again, it said, it was said of George Washington, he was the first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. So he led by example. He didn't expect others to take his place for such a worthy cause, but they do today. America, a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. And aren't you tired of it? Because I'm sick and tired of it. Absolutely. Read Amos 4:10 when you get a moment. Read Romans 1:28 when you get a moment. And also read Matthew 23:3 when you get a moment. I want you to listen to this piece. Eisenhower warns of the military-industrial complex. I'm being funny a little bit, and it's really not a funny topic, so forgive me. But he warned January 17th of 1961 what to beware of. Listen to this carefully.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Okay, so there you have it. That was in 1961. Now I want you to go back to 1944. Hermann Göring, who said it was his job to destroy. Hermann Göring. Under Adolf Hitler, it was his job to destroy. Keep in mind, the Third Reich was to establish a new world order. And also keep in mind the link between the Bushes and the Third Reich. Go online, you'll see Papa Bush was indicted. His name was Prescott Bush. Hermann Göring said the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any other country. You know what's interesting? That when you go back to the Nuremberg trials, the very first thing that was said and the first thing that was stated is the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken here. In alignment, in agreement, in correlation to the Word of God. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Folks, what you have as representatives in this country, do you really believe their leaders? I mean, folks, how much lower can they bring that standard down? I think of Maxine Waters. I think of Dianne Feinstein. I think of Harry Pelosi. I think of Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi. I think of what the American people have tolerated. And you've been inundated by the corrupt media to believe that they're your leaders. We don't have a leader in this country. Folks, the only king that we have is Christ Jesus. You know what? For all you Donald Trumpites, Donald Trump just recently said, to his credit, but also keep in mind, those that represent the people always make reference to the Word of God, or they always show themselves off like a bunch of peacocks hanging out with the Pope or some other Christian leader to put the Christian communities at ease, because you have 78% of the population in this country that profess to be Christians. So they want to hear the things of God and the things coming out of the mouths of those that are to represent we the people. They want to hear the things of the Word of God. President Trump just said, in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. That's exactly right. And again, go to your state preamble and then go to all 50 states in your preamble. Go to the United States preamble. See how it ends. Read the Declaration of Independence, which some believe and some call the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. But when you're now going back to Hermann Göring, it's interesting that during the Nuremberg trials, these war criminals were literally having a heyday in that courtroom. Many of them were. They were literally having a heyday. And did you know that many of them under Adolf Hitler, when they were called out, they all blamed Hitler? They said, we were just doing what we were told. No, no, they weren't. They're lying. Because when they left their oath to serve Adolf Hitler, it shows you not only dereliction of duty, but treason towards their constitution in that country. And you should see the way that they have laws set up in Germany today. Because they don't ever want to happen, they don't want a repeat of history. So they have it in the school books now what to avoid, what to stay away from. Maybe they should open their eyes and take a good look at that devil that they call Angela Merkel today. Folks, she has sold Germany out to none other than Islam. As a matter of fact, she was the person of the year, according to Time magazine in America. Hillary Clinton said she admired her. She also said she admired Margaret Sanger from Planned Parenthood, that murder industry. But interestingly enough, she was the one responsible for smacking the flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam, just like Adolf Hitler. Well, just keep them entertained, just keep them drunk, demoralize them. Yep, that's what they've done, and that's why history is repeating itself. They've given up their sovereignty to God. I also brought up last week, friends, a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. I want you to think that, and think about the fact that over 220 years out of the 241 years that we have been established as a country since 1776, do you realize that 222 years of the 241 years Americans have been at war? And just to show you what exactly I'm talking about here, when you look to Henry Kissinger, who sits on every council that I can remember since Richard Nixon, he sits right next to the President of the United States. This pedophile, that's what Watergate was about for those that didn't know. And of course, they didn't want you to know that. But Henry Kissinger said of our veterans, listen to me, America, I want to say this slow. Henry Kissinger, who sits next to the presidents, that since I can remember, every one of them, he's the one that said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And these are the same people telling you that we need to go to war because we're under attack. I want you to think about this. There was a post that popped up when I wrote this article that said, before complaining about the fact that the American government is involved with another campaign to plunder another country that does not go along with the plans of the New World Order, you wouldn't have to worry about other countries hating you if you stopped corrupt politicians from inciting America to attack their countries, bombing other countries, launching coups, installing expendable puppets, dictators, only to send in American forces to establish a military presence. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I've been talking about a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. Can I hear an amen? You know what would be going on right now if I was in a black church. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother Dean. I think I shared with you, my listeners, I remember I was in North Carolina and we were doing these, country churches, kind of beyond the face of the city churches. We'd go back into the communities, the country communities, and we'd go to these old country churches. And I remember one time I was in there, and I said, you know, if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be shouting me down. And I turned around in North Carolina, and I realized that I was in a black church. And I'll tell you what, them folks, my brothers and my sisters, Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood. They know how to have church, and we were having church up in there. Anyways, I was sharing with you right before the break, before complaining, this was a post, before complaining about the fact that American government is involved with another campaign to plunder another country that does not go along with the plans of the New World Order, which is no longer conspiracy theory. Isn't that amazing? For 50 years, that was a conspiracy theory. Nobody can today call it a theory. Read Jeremiah 11:9. It's very scriptural. Conspiracies are. Before complaining about the fact that American government is involved with another campaign to plunder another country that does not go along with the plans of the New World Order, hello, You wouldn't have to worry about it, America. And you wouldn't have to worry about other countries hating you if you stopped corrupt politicians from inciting America to attack their countries. Here, let me go back to what Mr. My Job Is to Destroy, Hermann Göring. Listen to what he said. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any other country. Just to show you how it works, friends, who is inciting domestic violence in the United States more than politicians and the state-controlled media? Nobody. They're the ones driving a wedge between people constantly. They're the ones going to a small, small percentage of the people and using them against the majority of the people because they want to tear down the laws. You know, you're running all you big men out there from less than 1.7% of the population. But if the media that you don't believe says it, it must be true, right? That's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. Here was another post. It said, in today's distorted media landscape, when the U.S. government calls another nation's leader a dictator, what they really mean to say is they're not a complete pro-USA puppet. That's exactly right. Also keep in mind how many of these dictator USA pro-puppets have been propped up by none other than the CIA. I mean, how many war criminals were under George W. Bush's administration along with himself when he said, let's go after Iraq after the two towers fell, which had nothing to do with it? And it's also interesting how some of you fools out there that went along to get along justified the Bush administration for attacking a country that had nothing to do with us because of weapons of mass destruction that were mysteriously never found. Oh, we heard they were. We heard that there was weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, we heard it. Well, who told you that? The people that were fronting for those that were creating the war? That's who told you that. I mean, let's think, right? There's the problem. People don't think anymore. Who profited from the war more than Cheney did? He's a war criminal. Nobody did. I shared with you numbers, folks, a week and a half ago as to how much money was made off of that war and how many companies were used and how much billions and trillions of dollars they made off of that war. That's all you have to do is follow the money trail and see who profits from the war, and there is the guilty party. Every single time. Now, going back to this, in today's distorted media landscape, when the U.S. government calls another nation's leader a dictator, what they really mean to say is that they're not a complete pro-USA puppet. I remember I highlighted when that foreign sodomite, you know him as Barack Hussein Obama, and that's not an embellishment. That's a fact. He's a sodomite, and he's also a foreigner. We know this. But the people didn't figure that out until he caused the destruction. And it's interesting how he attacked America from the very first week. And he told America beforehand that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And Americans let him do so. Now, what was interesting about that whole scenario with none other than Barack Hussein Obama, I remember writing an article, and I said in that article, and I said it on the radio as well, when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, if he was a third world dictator doing the things that he was doing to America at the time that he was doing it to Americans, if he would have been doing it to his people in a third world country, you would have called for an overthrow of that government. You would have called for an overthrow of that dictator from your government. Yet it was someone that you believed had the support of the American people that was doing the attacking. Furthermore, when you go back to September 11th and the way that this thing has been rolled out and is continuously rolling out, nobody could have done the things to you concerning a foreign enemy. They couldn't have done what your government has done to you. They couldn't have dreamed of doing to you what your government has done. And that was the break. That was the breach, September 11th, to tell America, you are now in trouble. big time. In America, you went the wrong direction. The bureaucracies that have been created have been levied at you, aimed at you, while making way for your enemies to come in. In America, don't doubt what I'm telling you for one moment. All these illegals coming in, you can mark my word, they're going to mysteriously be armed one day when there's so many of them, and you have no more power to resist. And also keep in mind, it's that corruption in government that I'm talking about since September 11th that has also been busy trying to disarm you before your enemies. So the question that I would lay to your candor is, who's the enemy? Who's the terrorist? I'll tell you who the terrorist is. It's sin. Leviticus 26, verse 15, read the whole. That falls to the people that fail to submit themselves to the commandments of God. Period. Still applicable today, friends. You want to talk about prophecy being smack on? Read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26 when you get a moment. In today's distorted media landscape, when the U.S. government calls another nation's leader a dictator, what they really mean to say is that they're not a complete pro-USA puppet. And if they're not a complete pro-USA puppet, then they demonize them, and then they throw them on our military, our boys and our girls, to go deal with them unconstitutionally and illegally. I mean, just think of this. 94% of Americans don't believe the lying media. Congress has an 11% approval rating, and yet when they are told what some drummed up, foreign country is going to do to us, the people somehow latch onto the fact that they are now telling us the truth. I mean, it's as if to say that the devil tells us the truth once in a while. No, he doesn't. Remember, Jesus said there's no truth in him. Read John 8:44. Well, let me tell you something. There's no truth in his minions neither. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government, corruption in government, not good government, rebels in government, back in 1957, and this is what I'll end the show with. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, of consequence, of course, of the enemies, the monsters that were created, warned John Adams in the late 1700s. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor. With the cry of grave national emergency, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Remember Mossad's slogan, friends? You know, the CIA version. In Israel, by the way of deception, thou shalt do war. See, because if they told the truth, the war would be brought to their front door in dealing with them rather than the monster that they create. So this is what I end with. A politician is a fellow who will lay down your children's lives, your parents' lives, your brothers and your sisters, your uncles, your aunts, your grandpas and your grandmas' lives for his country. Or America, we're going to put the politicians that want the war in a ring, and we're going to televise that and watch them fight to the death. And we'll see how much they want war after that. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.